It's a great summer day with a lot of sunshine. Tired of daily work, I visit a beautiful park in central Tehran, trying to unwind a bit. Over time, we get so used to our surroundings that at times we forget to see all those things around us, how they're there, why they are, and what they are good for. The sight of the children drinking from the water fountain and playing makes me start thinking about water. When I look around consciously, I get to realize almost everything is, in one way or another, dependent on water. It simply influenced many aspects of our life. We need it to drink, to bathe, to wash, to have fun and indulge ourselves, to have green parks like this, to be able to enjoy breathtaking scenery. Animals can't do without it either. Our health depends on it too, and I know Iran is an ideal country for health tourism. There are numerous health tourism attractions in my country. So let's set off and visit one of the many regions in Iran where water's miracles can be seen in many different ways, all of them affecting our life and contributing to our health. Let's have some cool water Mother Nature has provided us here without man's interference. This is Tehran, a road bordering the Azerbaijan Republic, taking us to northwestern Erbil province. On one side of the road you have mountains with lush woods and on the other side hills through which the Astara River flows. The road is usually covered by fog thanks to its proximity to the Caspian Sea. The province of Erbil, given its mild, fresh and invigorating climate, as well as varied and delicious cuisines, receives a large crowd of visitors from all over the nation throughout the year, especially in the summer when many start going places.
حدود 60% وزن بدن آب تشکیل میده که آب نقش بسیار مهمی در حفظ سلامت بدن داره. مصرف منظم آب کمک به تنظیم دمای بدن میکنه و کمک به دفع مواد زائد بدن و جلوگیری از انتشار عفونت میکنه. ما میتونیم با یک رژیم غذایی سالم اون آب مورد نیاز بدن روزانمون رو تأمین کنیم.
In places like this, thanks to varying elevations and temperatures, it's easy to make therapeutical moves in the water. Once in the water, you feel you've lost some of your weight. This, doctors say, makes it harmless to move in the water. It even strengthens the muscles of the damaged organ. Day spas like this are quite popular and offer various personal care treatments. The term spa was coined in the town of Spa in Belgium in the 16th century when locals drank iron-bearing water from a nearby spring to cure iron deficiencies. In 1571, the first spa resort to make use of this spring water was established in Yorkshire, England. By the 19th century, physicians acknowledged the healing properties of bathing in medicinal waters, and spas began opening up across Europe.
اسپا به محلی گفته میشه که خدمات آرامش بخش در کنار چشمه‌های آب گرم ارائه میشه.
The term spa is used for towns or resorts offering hydrotherapy, which can include cold water or mineral water treatments and hot thermal baths. A thermal bath is a warm body of water. It's often referred to as a spa, which traditionally referred to a place where the water was believed to have special health-giving properties.
سه دسته اسپا داریم: دی اسپا، هلت اسپا و هتل اسپا. و از فواید اسپا هم میشه به آرامش بخشی، مراقبت‌های پوستی و بهبود گردش خون اشاره کرد.
The term balneotherapy is generally applied to everything relating to spa treatment, including the drinking of water and the use of hot baths and natural vapor baths, as well as various kinds of mud and sand used for hot applications. Balneotherapy refers to the medicinal use of these spas as opposed to recreational use. Common minerals found in spa waters are sodium, magnesium, calcium and iron, as well as arsenic, lithium, potassium, manganese, bromine and iodine.
استفاده از آب‌های معدنی در ایران، یونان، روم و چین باستان رواج داشته. در قرن 18 میلادی آب درمانی در پزشکی استفاده شد و در قرن 19 میلادی اولین کلینیک آب درمانی در اروپا افتتاح شد. در قرن 20 میلادی خواص شیمیایی و فیزیکی آب و استفاده از آب گرم و آب سرد در پزشکی اثراتش اثبات شد.
The practice of traveling to hot or cold springs in hopes of finding a cure of some ailment dates back to prehistoric times. Archaeological investigations near hot springs in France and the Czech Republic revealed Bronze Age weapons and offerings. In Britain, ancient legend has attributed the discovery of the hot springs in Bath, England, to early Celtic kings. In 16th century England, the old Roman ideas of medicinal bathing were revived at towns like Bath. In 1596, William Slingsby, who'd been to the Belgian town of Spa, discovered a Chalybeath spring in Yorkshire. He built an enclosed well at what became known as Harrogate, the first resort in England for drinking medicinal waters. Many people around the world believe that bathing in particular springs, wells, or rivers resulted in physical and spiritual purification. Forms of ritual purification existed among Native Americans, Persians, Babylonians, Egyptians, Greeks, and the Romans. In the 16th century, physicians prescribed that mineral water be taken internally as well as externally. Patients periodically bathed in warm water for up to 10 or 11 hours while drinking glasses of mineral water. The first bath session occurred in the morning, the second in the afternoon. This treatment lasted several days until skin pustules formed and broke, resulting in the draining of poisons considered to be the source of the disease. Then followed another series of shorter, hotter baths to wash the infection away and close the eruptions. Sultan Amir Ahmad's bathhouse in the Iranian city of Kashan was built in the 16th century. Today, the bathhouse serves as a tourist attraction.
اون گوشه صخره اگه نگاه کنید یک زائده‌ای با گچ هست. ببینید این در چند سال یک بار که از بدن داخلی حمام را تعمیر می‌کردن این لایه‌ها رو هم دیگه گچ‌ها می‌رفته روی هم دیگه. این قسمت رو نگه داشتن به عنوان نمایانگر قدمت این حمام. ریشه این حمام مربوط به قرن پنجم و ششم دوره سلجوقی است که تا حالا روپا مونده.
The bathhouse aimed to promote cleanliness as prescribed in Islam. It also served as a place for relaxation, discussions, and even prayers. A prototype of a modern spa center. The bathhouse is decorated with amazing ornamental tiles, some of which being turquoise and gold. It includes an octagonal dressing hall called Sarbine and the hot bathing hall, Garmkhane.
چشمه‌های آب گرمی که در شهر سرین وجود دارند با دما و خاصیت‌های درمانی مختلف از دل زمین می‌جوشند، کاملا طبیعی هستند و به خاطر همینا مسافران و گردشگران زیادی رو همساله مخصوصا در فصل گردشگری تابستان و حتی در چند سال گذشته در فصل زمستان هم ما گردشگرانی رو داریم در شهر سرین.